Use anything. It's just you can't use v'leib b'zefes, v'leib b'shava, v'leib b'shem mekik, v'leib b'shem tzreifa, v'leib aliyah, v'leib b'chemet. That's all. But all these other types of oils, even though they do go through the wick nicely, maybe it doesn't give off the nicest light like shemen zayis does, but avad, you could be yetzer the mitzvah. Just the only concern is only these first shemens, the shemen kik, shemen and zefes, and shava, there where choshev doesn't go through the wick so well, we're afraid maybe you come to move the wick while it's burning. But these things, that's the mitzvah, and I'm mukher, if you don't have it, you don't have it. Avad, that's not lacher also. You could be yetzer with all these types of oils. But you're allowed to light with shemen dogin because it burns well. Over yitron, yitron could also use also something that burns well. We have a shemen shizuri yoyme madlikin b'shemen pakuas. You could light with shemen comes out of pakuas. That was the last rash before said type of pumpkin, the pumpkin oil. Over neft could also light from neft, the kerosene. You could also light with. Anything that comes out of bosel, like the dogim, bosel dogim, you can't light with that type of shemen. Hey, shemen dogim is matter. But other type of shemen, something means fat, like the Mishnah before says, hey, chaleb, you can't use chaleb that comes out of a behemoth, that no. But bosel dogim is matter. For the Gemara, sumchis, hainu tanakama. According to Sumchis also, he's a Tanakama. He owes what? Bosanat. That was the first Mishnah that says Loi B'chelev. So Chelev was awesome, but Shemin, Dogim is Mutter. So Chorosimchis is Mamashat, the first Tanakama of the Mishnah. What do we need a new sheet to Sumchis for? Had the Gemara, Ike Benayo, the Rav Runya. Like we had before, Rav Runya's Chiddush was that the Shemonim that are also to use, what about if he add a little bit Shemin Zayis into it? You have a little bit Shemin Kosher with Be'er Shemin as a Mutter or not. And Amarav Alei Mefaimi. We don't know which one is matter and which one is not matter. Rashi, Ike Benayil Derab Runya, the Yom Atzorach Lo Seis Na Toichoi Shemen Kolshu. If you put a little bit good Shemen in, it is good. Inami the Afsher Chelev Mehutach Betarubas Shemen Kolshu. He was matter before Chelev Mehutach. He melt down the fats and ate a little bit Shemen Zayas. Then it's mutter. Yischad Manech Tanoi Sovel Derab Runya the Chelev Nite Betarubas. Aber Shemen Dogim, Afilu Beina, is also Mutter. The Chad Sova, Shemen Dogim, Adet Terubis, Aber Chilu Klav, Aklav Loi. So we don't know which one of two sheetahs hold what. But, Tanya Rabbi Shimon Ben Elozer Weimer, Kol HaYoytse Min HaEitz, Ein Boi Mishum Sholosh HaSholosh. This is a little Hilchus Tumah now. What type of a Beged is called a Beged to be Mekabel Tumah? There's a lot of reason that has a shame beged, we learn out from Luchas Negoyim, that if a neged comes onto the beged becomes tummy. So you have to have a certain shir chshiva to a beged. So kol ha-yoyt simenet, anything that comes out of a tree, ain't by mishum sholosh ha-sholosh, doesn't have this chumra that if it's 3 inches, three fingers, by 3 fingers, that's makabel tumah. Or mesachim boy, memelik, you use these things to make schachan sukis, since it's not makabel tumah, chutz mi pishtin. Pishtin is different. So Trashi, ain't boy mishum sholosh hasholosh lekabel tumah begimulatz boys. If the beggar is only three fingers by 3 fingers, it's not makabel tumah. Yoytze minetz k'moy canvas etzem geffen by type of a katin or type of a canvas. Or mesach techim boy sukkah, you gotta use it to make schach. Hoyo v'yena makabel tumah d'yei mesach chim bedover makabel tumah, because you can't use for schach something that is makabel tumah. So if the beged will be of a material that's makabel tumah, you can't use it. Could you afinu masech the sukkah? Migon chum mikvechem. Chutz mi pishtun. The afinu lekamon the ikri eitz, that pishtun flax is called a tree. A makabel tumah negoyim. And still there's a parsha of tumas negoyim by pishtun. Afilu oinin sheboy. Even the raw flax. Could lekamon. Hilkach ein masachim b'yoinin. Therefore you can't use flax, even the raw strips of flax. You can't use chaschach, because that's a beggar, that's makabel tumah. But a regular kolayetzim neitz, something like cotton that comes out of the tree, you can't, it's not makabel tumah, and you can use it for chach. Omer Abaye, Zok Dabaye, Rabbi Shimon ben Elozer. This din Rabbi Shimon ben Elozer, just now that says there's no din, tumah by sholosh hasholosh, holds the Torah of the Rabbi Shumel Omer Dov Rechid. They both hold the same shita. So Rashi learns Pshat, Shimon ben Elozer, that's this man Yomer just said, so it's not anything from eighth. Is not mekabel sholosh hasholosh tumah. For turn of the Rebbe Shulam of the Rechid, the mehechi tastes on the Rebbe Shimon. How did Rebbe Shimon, the first man, the Yama, know this? Lemute Shar Begodim Itumot. How do we know that all other Begodim doesn't have this Tumah 3x3? The only svar is Ilav Yislei. If he only holds the Tana of Rabbi Shmuel, he asked also the Tana of Rabbi Shmuel. Vehilkach Yoytzim and Eitz Lav Dafka. That it says if it comes out of a tree, the material that comes out of a tree is not Makabel Tumah. Nokit is Lav Dafka. To who Adin Lenoitzus Shlizim? Who Adin if you have here coming out from these from the goats here? Anything that's not made from wool and flax, that's what Abayis Chiddush is. Now this Rav Shimon ben Elazar's halacha, that anything comes out of the wood, it doesn't have a tumah, gimel al gimel, is lav dafka, wood, and it's all other materials. Because he holds like Tana of Rabbi Yishmael. Armo Dover Echaz, not Gemara. Rav Shimon ben Elazar holds the Amorim we just learned, that anything comes out of wood doesn't have tumah, gimel al gimel. Tana de Rabbi Shmuel, what's his aloha? Mahi, what's his aloha? The Tana de Rabbi Shmuel. Hoyu v'nemru begodim ateristam. A lot of parshas Torah talks about hilchos begodim. What type of a beggar is makabel tumah you make tittus with, has parshas negoyim, but Torah says begodim a lot of places. And one of the places of Hilchas Negoyim, Tumas Negoyim, the Torah says, which Begid is Makabel Tumah? Semru Pishtim. Torah says, Klor Davka Begid made out of wool and flax. So we have a limud. Ma lahalun Semru Pishtim. Just like this Parshat says, Begodim Stam. And then the Parshat explains, only a Begid made out of wool or flax is Av Kol, Semru Pishtim. Who are then called a Torah Kulo? Whatever the Torah says halacha is about begodim, it only goes on a beged made out of either flax or else made out of wool. Therefore, the first Reb Shimon ben Elazar that says anything comes out of a tree doesn't have Kabbalah's tumah gimel or gimel, because he holds like the shita. When the Torah says begodim is makabel tumah, it's bedavka semro pishtin. I.e. said eight for Rashi, eight is lav davka. Any type of a cloth made out of something else doesn't have the tumah. The Drashi, Hoyel v'nemru begodim b'teristam, k'goyin b'tumah shirotzim, says if a sheret such as a beggar, it's makabel tumah. V'tumah smeis, t'chsiv b'tumah shirotzim, oy beged oy or, uv'meis v'chol beged v'chol kliyor, v'chein b'shich v'zera, v'chol beged v'chol or, ashiyi ol o'shich v'zera, it's tamei. Uv'tzitzis, pashit tzitzis, there it says, akan fe bigdayim, you have to put tzitzis, akan fe bigdayim. Uporot, so a lot of places the Torah says halacha is about begodim. Uporot l'cha kosev b'yechud mihem, v'tumas negoyim. By the pashas, to tumas negoyim, if you have a beggar that has a negar, the beggar becomes tummy. Tchila. First it says kolal tchila, it says a klal. V'yachachach porot, and then it says a prat. V'yachachach kia b'neged tzaraz klal, that's a klal. Beged semer prat. Then it says beged semer and beged pishtim. We have a drosha af kol begodim astumim. Any time the Torah says loshin beged stam, yafinu b'mametzinu. We learn enough b'mametzinu of tumas negoyim. They have the who binyanam the annual tzemer pishtim. Whenever the Torah says halach is about begodim, it only applies to tzemer pishtim. And that's the shitla according to Rabbi Tanya Rabbi Shmuel that tzitzis is only mechuyev a beged is only mechuyev in tzitzis if either it's a wool beged or else a pishtim beged. But all shar materials is not midrais to mechuyev in tzitzis. That's his shita, Tana Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Shimon also holds like that. Right? I've called Samu Pishtin. Rovo Amano. Rovo Amar Shloisha al Shloisha Bishar Begodim Ike Benayu. Shloisha is not Sholish. Shloisha is Loshin Tvachim. Shrashi Shloisha Tvachim, it's the biggest shear. A tefach is like 4 inches. 4 fingers. That's 12 inches. So if you have a beggar the size of Shloisha Shloisha, that's enough to mean of a Shar Begodim Mika Benayu. The what? To Rav Shimon ben Elazar Islay. He's Rava Dingzuk and Abayim. That Rav Shimon ben Elazar says that something coming out of wood doesn't have Tumah Shloisha Shloisha, only Shloisha Shloisha doesn't have. But Shloisha Shloisha, if it's going to be bigger than 3 fingers, if it's going to be 3 tvachim, then it would be Makabel Tumah. He holds not like Rav Shimon ben Elazar, Tumah Rabbi Shmuel. He doesn't know that Tumah is only on a Beged Shel Tzemer. He holds Tumah could be another Begodim also. His other Begodim have to be Gimel Tvachim or Gimel Tvachim. That's what Rav is saying. Ezekiel ben Adar, Rav Shimon ben Elazar Islay, the Tumah of Rabbi Shmuel Eslay. According to Tumah of Rabbi Shmuel, even though the Beged is made out of cotton or made out of a canvas, even though it's Shloisha Shloisha or three Tvachim or 3 Tvachim, still it's not Makabel Tumah. Because Tumah of Rabbi Shmuel says, Bedavka Tzemru Pishtim. But according to Rav Shimon ben Elazar, he doesn't hold his shita. He holds all other begodim are also makabel tumah. There's only enough kamina. There's a chumra of 3 fingers by 3 fingers. That's not by 8. But by other begodim, if it's gimel, al gimel, shloisha, shloisha, tvochim, then it is mekabel. The drasha of Reb Shimon Islay, to the head yotono, ain by mishum sholosh al sholosh. Or Reb Shimon says it doesn't have this chumrah of 3 inches by 3 inches. Avos shloisha al shloisha, you have 3 tvochim by 3 tvochim. There, the chozay af lashirim. A beggar that's 3 tvochim by 3 tvochim uses even roi for ashirim, even rich people would use it. Therefore, what's metama? Or the common yalef minole. Some will learn the psukim. How do you know this chilek? Bul tuma klal. Hoyle min goyim yalef. Di lo yalef min goyim echetaislon lechalek. Ben pishlon shaminim. And since he learns it out from the goyim, so how does Rava know the chilek that shlosh al shlosh doesn't have, but shlosh al shlosh does have? So the gemara, the kula yalma mius shlosh al shlosh betzemra pishlon mitama bin goyim minole. And that everybody holds, though, that even though the beggar is only 3 inches by 3 inches, 3 etzboys by 3 etzboys, by pishtin and by tzemrit zichim etami, as Reb Shimon just said, that ikola yoytzim and eight doesn't have the tumah sholosh hasholosh. But he is masking there's such a tumah of sholosh hasholosh, even though the beggar is so small, it's only 3 inches by 3 inches, if it's made out of tzemrit, pishtin is called the beggar to makabel tumah. How do we know this yisoy is such a small beggar is makabel tumah, like it's only roi for aniyim? A noshim will just throw it out. So how do we know it's called the beggar? So the Gemara de Tanya, beged, the pasuk says beged by tumah, is ein liyela beged. A beged means a whole beged, something you can wear, a shirt, the clothing, something you can wear. Sholosh al sholosh minayin, how do we know even a very small beged, that's only 3 inches by 3 inches, Talmud leima v'ha beged. The pasuk says v'ha beged. V'ha beged means something else, something more, even something that's less. Rashi beged ainli klamer. Heyevik siv b'negoyim beged. If I would have just said the word beged, ainli dimetama b'negoyim, ela beged sholim. Now the pasuk says v'ha beged, it even means sholosh hasholosh. For the Gemara, no, v'yayim al rabba shloisha shloisha. Maybe it's only come to tell me if you have gimel tfachim by gimel tfachim, a bigger beged, that's makabel tumah. But 3 inches by 3 inches, not roi for ashirim, maybe it's not makabel tumah. So the Gemara, no, that's a kabel chayim, not kabel chayim hu. Hash the shesi v'erev metamah. There's a pasuk that a shesi v'erev means you're starting to make a raw beged that just has the weaving of a cross and a loin. If you have a long material, it just made shesi derim, that means the length and the side of it has tumas de goyim to it. Ishleisha shleisha mi boyin. If it's gimel tvachim, a gimel tvachim, it's also roi for something. Havan it's makabel tumah. So the chiddush is only sholosh hasholosh. For the Gemara, Yochi, Shalosh, Shalosh, Namelech, and the Kabbalah Chaimah. Or, you shouldn't need a pasuk for this either. Without it's a good beggar, what do I care if it's only 3 inches by 3 inches? Let it be, it's not worse than just shesi derim. So the Gemara name. El shloish shal shloish the chazu bein lashirim bein laniim osim bekabel chayim. There's a svara to it. If it's 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim, that means 12 inches by 12 inches. That type of a beggar, even an usher could use it. It could be a handkerchief, it could be a glove. He could do something with it. Therefore, it's makabel tumah. Of the sholosh shal sholosh. If it's so small, it's only 3 inches by 3 inches. Laimim hu dechazi. It's only roi for aniim to use such a beggar like that. Liashirim lechazim. But an usher will never use such a beggar. I don't know such a beggar can be makabel tum at all. From makabel chayim, I wouldn't know it. It's not doima to shesi v'erim. Shesi v'erim is like raw material that from that you could make a good beggar out of it. So even an usher would use it. It has some use. But here, if the beggar is only 3 inches by 3 inches, it has no use at all for an usher. See, I have no makabel chayim that says makabel tumah. So therefore, I need a pasuk for it. The pasuk is, the pasuk says, v'ha begid. And the v'ha begid, it's next to ribui, to tell me that even something that's not a begid gomer, it's only 3 inches by 3 inches, still it's makabel tumah. But time of the pasuk bro, holokosvik kro, legarmina makabel chayma. I will not learn it out from makabel chayma. All right, this goes like say that, we'll stop here.